Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you here. Thankful that you're with us here on this Tuesday. We are in a marvelous series on how to overcome evil, and I'm so glad that you're with us. Derek yesterday was talking about the sort of the anatomy of the kingdom of darkness and the nature of Satan, giving us information that we need to conquer him. Today, Derek is going to be talking about how Jesus has already defeated Satan. This is so important. Let's get right to the teaching of Derek Prince.
Today I'm going to share with you one basic scriptural fact, which alone makes it possible for us to overcome evil. The fact is this, that Jesus has already defeated Satan on our behalf. The victory over Satan is not going to be won. It has been won. It was won when Jesus died, shed his blood on the cross, was buried, and rose again from the dead. That was Satan's total, permanent, irreversible defeat. And he does everything now that he can to keep us from understanding this fact. He cannot change the fact, but he does everything he can to keep us from knowing it, understanding it, and applying it. For a statement of this victory of Jesus over Satan, I'm going to turn to Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. Now notice the next verse. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, that's Satan's whole kingdom, all his evil powers, having disarmed them, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. So actually this is something that God the Father did through Jesus Christ the Son. At the cross, he disarmed all Satan's forces that he uses against us. He stripped them of their weapons. He defeated them. And he not merely defeated them, but he triumphed over them. He made a public spectacle of them. You see, a triumph is not just the winning of a victory. It's the public demonstration and celebration of a victory that has already been won. It's the demonstration of defeated enemies led in chains as captives behind the triumphal conqueror's chariot. And at the cross, Jesus defeated Satan and all his evil forces, stripped them of their weapons against us, and put them to a public shame. He triumphed over them. He made a public spectacle of them. Now, we cannot understand how Jesus did this unless we see what took place at the cross. At the cross, Jesus deprived Satan of his basic weapon against us. You remember I said that was guilt? That's why he accuses. He wants to prove us guilty. Well, at the cross, Jesus dealt with the basis of our guilt in two ways. First of all, through the cross, all our sins can be forgiven. So Jesus dealt with the past. He provided forgiveness of past sins. Secondly, at the cross, God cancelled the written code, that's the law, with its regulations, for it was against us. It stood opposed to us. We could never get to God because of the law and its requirements, because we could never meet those requirements. But at the cross, God took that out of the way. The law was nailed to the cross. When Jesus died on our behalf as our representative, he paid the final penalty for all who had broken the law, death. And once we've paid the final penalty, then we are no longer subject to the requirements of the law. So Jesus made it possible for us to be set free totally from guilt. First of all, Our past sins can be completely forgiven. Secondly, we are no longer required to observe the law as a means to achieving righteousness with God. Instead, we come to God on the basis of our faith in the death of Jesus, and our faith is credited to us as righteousness. Now let's look at the result of what Jesus did. We go back to Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, where Paul says this, "Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." Notice it all centers around our redemption through the cross. Through that redemption, we have forgiveness of sins. We are no longer required to observe the law in order to achieve righteousness. And so, by that, God has done two things. He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, and he has brought us into the kingdom of light. Notice that darkness has dominion. It's a real kingdom. Never pretend that Satan doesn't have power. He does have power. His power initially came from God, the only source of power. But in his wickedness and in his rebellion, he has turned it and used it against God and against God's people. But through the death of Jesus on the cross, we've been delivered from that whole evil dominion of darkness, the kingdom of Satan. And we have been brought into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God's Son, Jesus Christ. There's been a total transition. We have to see that, effected through the cross. We've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness, and we've been carried over into the kingdom of light. We are no longer under Satan's dominion. Rather, we're in a kingdom which has dominion over Satan, for the scripture says that God's kingdom rules over all. Once we have been delivered from this dominion of darkness, and once we become citizens of the kingdom of God, then God sends us forth as his representatives, as his army, to administer the victory of Jesus over Satan. Jesus won the victory, but God leaves it to us through faith to understand the victory that Jesus has won, and then to administer it, to exercise authority over Satan. We have been translated, delivered from the dominion of darkness. We're in the kingdom of God. We have the authority of God's kingdom vested in us.
You know, we're learning from Derek a vital truth, and that is that the goal of the Christian life is not to get God to defeat the devil, to defeat evil in our lives. In fact, it's the goal of God to get Christians to understand that he has already won the victory. So much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
When God laid the foundations of the earth, the angels were watching, and one of those angels became the central figure in God's epic battle with evil. In this fascinating and compelling DVD exploration of Scripture, discover why God allowed evil in the first place, why it continues to exist, and what difference spiritual warfare makes in this battle. Focusing on the critical events that took place before the creation of Adam, Derek Prince describes Jesus' stunning victory over Satan. But it is not over yet, and you need to know how to engage in this battle and enforce Christ's victory. To get your DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, for only $19.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Pick up your spiritual weapons and follow the King of Glory. Get this ultimate work on DVD from Derek Prince on spiritual warfare for just $19.95. When you call 800-448-3261, that's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted to have you with me today. We are learning about what the kingdom of darkness looks like. We're learning about the victory of Jesus. And we're now going to learn about how our weapons are spiritual for the pulling down of the devil's machinations against us. Let's listen.
I'm going to explain the spiritual weapons God has provided for our spiritual warfare. Since our warfare is spiritual, our weapons have to correspond. Material, physical weapons, armaments, guns, tanks, all these things are of no avail in this spiritual warfare. I'm going to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh. They're not carnal, they're not physical. By implication, they are spiritual. But, Paul goes on, divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. Our weapons are divinely powerful. They have the power of God himself in them. And they enable us to destroy Satan's fortresses. Please note that the Bible does not picture us as on the defensive, but as on the attack. We are not cowering behind our fortresses, wondering what Satan can do against us. We're out on the attack, attacking and destroying Satan's fortresses. And then Paul continues, we are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. Wherever Satan raises a fortress, something lofty, something proud and arrogant and self-assertive, asserting his kingdom and his claims, there we move against it with the weapons that God has given us, and we destroy these fortresses. Now, God has provided many marvelous weapons, but today I want to focus on what I believe to be the most powerful of all. And I say this not only on the basis of Scripture, but of my own personal experience. I'm sharing with you now lessons out of Scripture that I have proved again and again in my own experience. I'm not offering you just theology or theory. I'm speaking on the basis of experience and of facts that I have proved. I'm going to turn to Revelation chapter 12 once more, verses 10 and 11. That's the verses that follow immediately after the revelation of Satan as the dragon and the serpent. This is what we read. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Now that's a picture of total final victory by believers over Satan and his kingdom. Notice it's the believers who won the victory. I personally believe that that final total victory has not yet been achieved. I believe it's ahead in the future. I believe it will be totally achieved. But in the meanwhile, we are advancing fortress by fortress against Satan and his kingdom. And there in that description of the victory, we see this marvelous array of weapons that brought the victory. I want to read that section again. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Let me point out certain things. First of all, it's they overcame him. They is the believers, him is Satan. In other words, there's a direct conflict with believers on one hand, Satan on the other. Believers confront Satan directly, personally. Secondly, it speaks of total commitment. It says they, the overcoming believers, did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. That's essential. It's only the totally committed who have the authority to wield these weapons. It's like a soldier when he serves in an army. He does not serve with the reservation that he must stay alive. He's prepared, if need be, to lay down his life. And that's the same kind of commitment that we have to make in this war against Satan. And then notice the weapons, the blood of the Lamb, the word of God, and the testimony of believers. Let me just say those three weapons that go together once more. They're so important. Lay hold of them. The blood of the Lamb, the word of God, and the testimony of believers. In the latter part of my talk today, I want to speak about that phrase, the blood of the Lamb. It's so important that we understand exactly what that denotes. It has an Old Testament background. For any Jewish reader, when they heard about the blood of the Lamb, their first thought would be the Passover ceremony, which was how they were delivered out of their bondage in Egypt and that which they celebrated every year as a continual reminder of that deliverance and that victory.
You know, I don't know about you, but listening to Derek is making me want to declare war afresh on the presence of evil in my life, to be less tolerant of the evil in the films and the books and the television that I watch, to be less tolerant of evil influences, even in relationships in my life. I want to tread on the enemy, and I want to live the Christ life. I know you do too. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
When God laid the foundations of the earth, the angels were watching, and one of those angels became the central figure in God's epic battle with evil. In this fascinating and compelling DVD exploration of Scripture, discover why God allowed evil in the first place, why it continues to exist, and what difference spiritual warfare makes in this battle. Focusing on the critical events that took place before the creation of Adam, Derek Prince describes Jesus' stunning victory over Satan. But it is not over yet, and you need to know how to engage in this battle and enforce Christ's victory. To get your DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, for only $19.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Pick up your spiritual weapons and follow the King of Glory. Get this ultimate work on DVD from Derek Prince on spiritual warfare for just $19.95. When you call 800-448-3261, that's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted to have you with us. You are about to hear Derek Prince teach on one of the most transforming truths in the entire Bible. We're in a series on overcoming evil, and Derek is about to talk about how to apply the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, to our lives. Get ready to be set free.
I'm going to read a brief passage in Exodus chapter 12, which describes this Passover ceremony, and it will show you the place of the blood of the Lamb. Exodus 12, verses 21 through 23. Then Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go at once and select the animals for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on the top and on both sides of the doorframe. Not one of you shall go out the door of his house until morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and sides of the doorframe and will pass over that doorway, and he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and to strike you down." See, the entire protection of Israel centered in the lamb that was to be slaughtered and its blood. The only way of protection was through the blood of the Passover lamb. What happened was that each Israelite father took the lamb for his house and slaughtered it. And he caught every drop of that precious blood in some kind of basin or receptacle. Now, at that point, the lamb was slain. The blood was in the basin. But the blood in the basin did not protect a single person. God is very specific. The blood has to be transferred from the basin to the place where protection is needed, the home of that father. And it has to be applied over the entrance to the home, the lintel and the two side posts, but not, of course, on the threshold. We must never walk over the blood. It's too sacred. And only when the blood had been applied thus visibly on the external of the home was protection ensured for those in the home, provided that they remained in the home, that is, behind the blood. Now, to get the blood from the basin to the doorpost, there was only one means provided. That was hyssop, a little plant that grows very commonly throughout the Middle East, can be found anywhere. After the lamb had been slaughtered, its blood had been caught in the basin, that Israelite father had to take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood, and then sprinkle the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts with the hyssop. So you see, hyssop was a very humble thing, very common, very easy to obtain, and yet it was crucial, because without the hyssop, the lamb would have been slain in vain, and no protection would have been provided for that Israelite family. Now, in the New Testament, God has given us something that corresponds to the hyssop with which we apply the blood of Jesus and thus avail ourselves of the total protection and provision which is ours through the blood. Now, in tomorrow's talk, I'm going to focus on this vital issue. I want you to be sure to tune in again tomorrow, because I'm going to explain to you in the New Covenant what it is that corresponds to the hyssop in the Old Covenant, how we can actually avail ourselves of the blood of Jesus in such a way that we are totally protected from the destroyer, from the enemy.
The Holy Spirit is using the Word of God to shine the light of the gospel, to shine the light of God on the activity of the kingdom of darkness. And you know what? Some things in your life might be being exposed. Not things you're doing that are wrong, but things that the enemy is doing against you. Let's prepare for battle. Victory is coming. I'm very thankful for my friend David Holland being here, one of the producers of our program and also a man of great insight into these things. David, thanks for being here.
Hi, Stephen. It's always great. Thanks.
You know, one of the things I was really impressed with as we were working on the bio some years ago is how much Derek pioneered a fresh understanding and respect for evil, for yeah. the devil, for evil spirits, just an understanding of those things. And it wasn't as though Christianity had sort of forgotten all of that. It's just, I think that they, for the most part, had relegated it to an earlier age.
Right.
But, you know, Derek came to America just about the time that that counterculture was revving up in the 1960s. And though it was, I think, sort of a flowering of youth culture, it quickly made contact with the dark side, so to speak. It quickly made contact with, I think, the kingdom of darkness, hallucinogenic drugs, sexual experimentation, you know, black, dark, demonic music, the rise of Anton Zandor LaVey, the rise of evil rock, so to speak. And I think that culture really opened up a channel into our society of evil. And thank God Derek was there to say, look, this is what it looks like, and here's how you can break it.
Right. The only thing worse than having a mortal enemy is having a mortal enemy and not being aware of it.
Absolutely.
You know, that is really very dangerous. You know, Derek really is bringing us such great, vivid, helpful teaching on this subject. And as we're listening, I'm mindful of the fact that there are so many of us who are listening to his teaching who never had the opportunity to see him teach or, you know, live in a meeting or in a conference.
Sure.
A lot of the folks who have been friends of this ministry for a long time had that opportunity, but a lot of us haven't. And a lot of people are only experiencing Derek in one dimension, essentially, on audio or through this radio program. And that's one reason I'm very excited to bring some teaching and make it available today that is along the same lines as what Derek is teaching us this week, but it's in a video format. And so you really get to experience Derek in an additional dimension. There's a double DVD series that the ministry is making available. It's called War in Heaven and Earth. Two DVDs in there, one about war in heaven, the other about war on earth. And we're making that available right now for the price of $19.95. And it is, again, a double DVD series teaching with Derek Prince, War in Heaven and Earth. Available online right now at derekprince.org or by calling us at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. I encourage anyone who wants more along these lines to get that DVD set. It'll be a great blessing to you, a great experience.
Well, and Dave, the pastoral side of me is concerned that people who are hearing about the kingdom of darkness for the first time really get into these teachings and listen to it over and over again.
Sure.
So the confusion doesn't set in. So log on to the website at derekprince.org. Dave, thanks for being with me, buddy.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
That's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's classic DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek's classic DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, just $19.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.